Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, everyone. Welcome to Preacher Bill and the Gospel Half Hour Message. This morning it's Christmas Eve, folks. We've made it through another year, and we're about rounding up to New Year soon here. But this morning's message, folks, is the prophecy of our Savior. I don't normally do the Christmas, Easter, and all the holidays and things like that in my messages. I try to save that for the churches. But for whatever reason, I was led to give you this message this morning about Jesus and why. And it may be because I was reading different things this week about Jesus Christ and why he came and what have you. But it was kind of a rushed message, but I'm hoping I can get that across. So this morning, we're going to start out in Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 through 15. And if you'll hold your finger there, and then one in Romans 8, verse 7. But for now, like always, I'm going to do a song. It's in the garden. It'll give everybody a chance to get here this morning, give you a chance to find your places in the Bible, like I said, in Genesis in chapter 3. And then we'll be going on from there. But for now, let's do that, and then we'll go to prayer. Here's the song this morning, In the Garden. All right, folks, this morning's prayers. We want to do our prayers as always, Lord. There's quite a few going on this morning, folks, and I know there's some that I'm going to forget because it was a busy week. We've had snow here, and we got ice on the trees, and things are just a mess out here where we live here in Maine. So I was rushed this morning to try to clear the driveway out and get some things, pathways cleared. And between that and trying to find the right songs and the right message and get everything prepared this morning, it's just one big race after another. We lost power last night and twice throughout the night. So here I am anyways. Our prayer request this morning, we're still praying for Rachel. Rachel's son has a brain tumor. Now, Rachel's a single mom, and she's got a lot on her plate trying to figure out what they're going to do about that tumor in her son's brain. But let's pray for him, and we're going to pray for Tara. Her aunt passed away on Friday. She's dealing with a lot of family issues, stuff that she's probably hasn't had to deal with in the last 10 years or maybe even all of her life. She's going to have to deal with this year. But it's not easy, and Tara knows it, and she's just seeking the Lord's help in that. So if we could pray for Tara to deal with the passing of her aunt, because her whole family is a mess, folks. It's just unbelievable the stuff that, you know, that has gone on, and we all know how families can be. But anyways, Kathy Pinkham, her dad fell this past week, and he's in the hospital. His prognosis is not good. Kathy Pinkham's father, she's been taking care of him for the last couple of years, in and out of hospice and trying to take care of him at home. And he's hallucinating now, and he's not making sense. He's had a one of those TIAs, and they're going to move him to hospice this coming week. And hopefully he'll be at rest there, and he'll be able to get the right care and the right medicine. And whatever happens, we know, and Kathy has known this, that her father may pass. Kathy's not a fool. She knows that. But she also knows that it's in the Lord's hands. So let's just pray for Kathy for that. And Consetta, her friend Rick, his mom passed away just yesterday. And he's having a real tough time with that. And we want to pray for Rick and give him and ask that God give him the strength to deal with it. And no matter what happens, that the Lord is there for him. And Dorothy's friend Larry, he's been clean sober 48 days now. So praise God for that. We got a little bit of praises going on right now this morning. So, you know, there's some other things that have happened this week. Brian McFadden has asked that we do a prayer request for him as well. Whatever it is that's going on, we just ask that the Lord would work in Brian's life and make things right, whatever's going on, that he feel good about it and not let the things stress or cause anxiety this morning or this afternoon. And little Avery is, I don't know little Avery. I just know little Avery from seeing the post online. Another one has a brainstem tumor. It's called a DIPG, and it's incurable. And it's very little treatment exists for this, if any at all. And the average prognosis for it, 9 to 12 months. And this is only a little girl, folks. Her parents are probably devastated. I know the mom said she knows she trusts in God to do whatever has to be done. But I know the mom has said online that it's in the Lord's hands. And I'm sure she just tore up having to watch her little girl go through that. And the actions and the reactions, what it's causing that little girl in her brain and all of those things that are going on. And then we have a little kitten. I know for some of you it may not matter, but to those of us that love our animals like we love our children, a cat is like a child to us. My friend Micaiah tried to nurse that little baby back to life, and she found that little baby frozen, a little baby kitten frozen outside. So she brought it home. She's been taking care of it, and it passed this morning in her arms around 6 o'clock. It's been a couple of days. It's been rough for Micaiah. Micaiah is a great soldier for Christ for taking care of the animals. The Bible says that we're supposed to prepare and take care of the animals. That was Adam's job. That's our job as people. And not everybody understands that. Now, don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean that we don't eat meat, and it doesn't mean that we don't love to have our meals. I mean, God provided meat for a reason. But that little kitten was a big touch on Micaiah's heart this past week. I know it. I know it. And she's in pain right now. So I'm asking you to pray for all of these. Please pray for them all. And if there's any other prayer requests, you can leave them over at William Preacher Bill Barnes on Facebook, and I'll get to them later, and we'll get back and forth, and we'll commune then. But for these prayers this morning, I just ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would heal those that are sick. For those that are past, Lord, we just hope that they've been saved, that they're on their way to heaven or walking the streets of gold right now with Jesus, Lord. We know that. We know as Christians that that's what happens. And I'm gonna read you a little verse later on at some point to explain some things that even I was opened up to this morning that didn't even realize. I happened to just come across a verse this morning, and there it was right in front of me. But, Father, I thank you for allowing us to get the message out. I thank you for the people that are sending the prayer requests. And, Lord, please touch their hearts today for anyone that has an unspoken request, for anything that's going on in their life, that you would work with them and touch their hearts. I know there's so many. I see them week after week, day after day, the suffering that's going on in the world. And we just need to turn to you and just leave it right there and stop bothering to beat ourselves up with the things that we've done in our past and know that we can be forgiven through the love of Jesus Christ. I thank you for that. And in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, folks, I told you in the beginning this morning, and I don't normally do the Christmas thing. I don't do the Christmas message. Maybe it's because I don't like that corporate America has propagandized the whole Christmas thing and turned it into a greed fest. You see it day after day in the news. You watch the people flying in and out of the stores. And here are some people that are even Christians acting like crazy worldly people to get a gift. To get a gift to give to someone when the greatest gift ever given is Jesus Christ. And that's what Christmas is about, folks. It's not about what you can give to someone. It's about what God gave to you.
That's what the message is this morning, as hard as that may be. Our prophecy of our Savior was given to us right from the beginning of time. And that's what this message is about this morning. Many of us think that, well, it wasn't until Jesus came or the birth when Jesus was born and he lived in a manger as his first few days and all of that, right? Now, that's all part of the history of Jesus Christ. That's all part of us learning about our Savior. Because without Jesus Christ, we wouldn't have a Savior. But, you know, God knew way back in the beginning that we needed a Savior. He knew it. It's written right in the Bible. And I've said to people in the past, the Bible is all about Jesus from the beginning to the end. And I've had the debate with people about, well, Jesus didn't come on the scene until later on. Yeah, maybe he didn't. But what you don't understand is, who is Jesus? He's God in flesh who come down to earth, and it's God for us, in us. It says in the Bible in Genesis, in chapter 3, we're going to go there right now, in chapter 3, 14 through 15, it says in 14, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. He was talking about because the serpent, he convinced Eve to pick the apple that we were told not to touch, whether it was an apple, a pear, I don't care if it was a grape. Matter of fact, I don't even care if it was a mustard seed. But he lied to her. He got Eve to do something against God, which is just what happens to us with our sin life. We let our thoughts convince us that we can do this and get away with it. And then what happens? We pay the price. We pay the price for our sin. But here's what God said in the beginning in verse 15 of Genesis. He says this in 15, and I will put enmity between thee and thy woman, or the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Amen. Praise God for Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Right there in that last verse, he put that enmity, that fighting of the flesh and the spirit, where man would not understand and where man would be at odds. But then he says, look, the seed of the woman is going to bruise the head of the snake. How's he going to do it? He's going to put his foot right on his head, and he's going to push him all the way down into hell. And Satan isn't going to be able to cause us any more problems. All we got to do is believe in Jesus Christ. That was in the beginning. That was way back in Genesis, folks. God knew right then that we were going to start to do things wrong. He said, I created Eve and Adam, and he created them for a reason. But Adam was misled, according to Scripture. Now, folks, there are people that don't want to believe it because they go, well, doesn't a man have his own mind? Listen, many of us are led astray by a lot of things in life. And what we got to do is we got to turn back to Jesus Christ. That's what Christmas is about. It's about asking for forgiveness. It's about asking to be saved. It's about repentance. It's about redemption. It's about the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Forgive those so you can be forgiven, folks. The enmity, and this I read this in the Bible, and I looked it up. It says enmity is hate, it's resentment, it's animosity, and hostility. You see, we have that in us. We have hate, we have resentment, we have animosity, we have hostility. We don't like one another. We cause all kinds of confusion for one another. But the thing is Jesus didn't even, there was no reason for that. It says in Romans 8:7, and I asked you to put your finger there, and this is why. We're going to go through verses right from here on down. It says, because the carnal mind, that's the man of mind, is at enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And I put that in there because, you see, the mind of us, our carnal mind, it cannot be in subjection to God. It won't. You ask anybody if they know Jesus Christ. I said this to someone this week, right? You go out and you preach to the world about, do you know God? They're like, oh, yeah, I know him. He's up in heaven, and I believe in God, right? Now, under the same message, if you were to say to them, do you believe in Jesus Christ? And I've seen the responses. It's one thing to say, do you believe in God? It's another to ask them if they believe in Jesus Christ. I've had people about bite my head off for mentioning that name, Jesus Christ. Now, isn't it funny? Those same people, that would bite your head off any time of the year. And even right now, there's people that are shopping for the Christmas holiday because they have no clue that Jesus Christ is the reason for this season. And even if they do, they don't want to, and that's the enmity. That's the hostility. That's the hate. That's the resentment. They do not want to believe in Jesus Christ. And even when you bring up the truth and they know it, I don't want to hear it. But yet they'll go spend their money. They'll blow them dollars that they don't even have, using credit cards, going into debt to buy a gift, when they forget the reason for this holiday was not the gift you give, but the gift that God gave. Many things of Christmas, many things, as the time to buy gifts, they think that's what this is about. Many think that this whole thing is about buying gifts. It's not. It's really not, folks. Don't get me wrong. There is a purpose in all of this. In John 13:34, it says, love one another. See, that's why we buy the gifts. We want to show our love for someone. Isn't that what God did when he gave us the gift of Jesus Christ? He gave us Jesus Christ. That was his love for us. John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. That's all he wants of us. He wants us to love each other. He doesn't want us hating one another. He doesn't want us being rude and mean and hostile towards one another or holding resentment and hate in our heart. How come people don't see that? We have people wandering around the streets right now today. It's Christmas Eve. They're hurrying through the bustle and trying to get all this stuff done. They're making their life miserable. I had somebody say to me yesterday, I can't wait for this holiday to be over with. Well, I can't either, because I can't stand to watch people act like they do. But I got to tell you, folks, the reason we want it over with is because we cause ourselves so much animosity in the hate of what's going on that we can't take it. I have somebody said to me yesterday, another good friend of mine out of Connecticut, her son had fell on rough times and did a lot of things over the years and caused some animosity with her through her husband. Not that she stopped loving her son. She still loves her son. She's afraid that this marriage of hers may even fall apart because the son did something with the husband, and the husband got mad at the son and kicked him out of the house. And, of course, he wasn't a little boy. He was an adult. But irregardless, the husband is now holding hatred in his heart. Now, you see, that's what I'm talking about, folks. This is a time of forgiveness. Let it go. Let it go. Look to Jesus Christ. Love one another. Some even think that Christmas is all about the birth of Jesus Christ. Even though this is true, even though Christmas is the birth of Jesus Christ, we know it wasn't done during this time of year. Shepherds weren't running around the fields with their sheep at this time of year. You look at my yard out there, and I'll tell you right now, sheep wouldn't be out in my backfield. They'd be in the barn somewhere. Matthew 1:20 says this, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. That's the birth of Jesus Christ. Joseph was told, prophecy-wise, that that Mary was going to have this child, and he wanted Joseph to be the father. And he also said to him, and you're going to call his name what? Jesus. Because in verse 21 it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from what? Their sins. He didn't say he'd heal us from our diseases. He didn't say he'd stop us from dying in this body. But he said, if you call on my name and you believe in me, then you will be saved. And when this body dies, you'll go to heaven. It says in 22, now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled. What was going to be fulfilled? That Jesus' birth would be fulfilled. The prophecy would be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin, which is Mary, shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name what? Emmanuel, which being interpreted, here we go, is God with us. If you're running around buying gifts and doing all of this stuff and you're acting crazy and getting angry and doing all of that, how could be God with you? Because God does not live like that. God does not treat people like that. He said, in the verse up above, it says, listen, I want you to love one another. You can't love somebody and hate them too. Oh, you can be angry with somebody to a point, but still love them. But you know what? God says, I don't hate anyone. He loves us. That's why he sent Jesus Christ as our propitiation, which is our gift, which is to relieve us of our sins. Some even know that the reason for the holiday called Christmas is because a Savior was born to take away the sins of the world. John 1:29, it says this, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh what? Away the sin of the world. You know, all the sins that you've committed in your life, and we all do, and we all will. The Bible says none are righteous, no, not one. And we are not perfect until the day we, what? Leave this body and our spirit goes to heaven. All are good reasons, folks. All are good reasons to celebrate the Christmas season. And all are in one way or another the truth. However, the real meaning is to cleanse the world of sin. All of the reasons I gave you above, they're all very good reasons. Buying gifts because you love someone. Because Jesus was born in the manger. Because Jesus came and saved us. But you know what? The only one true thing that's really important is that we believe that Jesus Christ will cleanse us with his blood so we can go to heaven. That's the gift, folks. That's the gift that God gave us, that he would take away all our sins. Because, listen, God says he would not have any sin before him in heaven. In fact, anyone that sins can't get to heaven, right? And we're all sinners, so that means we can't get to heaven. But Jesus Christ, if the Bible is true, and I believe it is, it says, believe on me, and you'll be saved. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God in the flesh, he came to the earth to save souls and keep them from going to hell. Is that where you want to be, in hell, or do you want to be in heaven? I'm telling you, folks, there's a day of reckoning when this body dies, and the spirit goes somewheres. You decide. It's your choice whether you get to go to heaven or not. Because all you have to do, believe in Jesus Christ, and you get to go to heaven. Now, believe this part, though. The Bible says even the devils believe in Jesus Christ. So be careful what you think of as the only thing you have to do. It's not just the believing. You have to want to repent from your sins and turn from your wicked heart and start doing the things that God has asked you to do. The world celebrates Christmas as a chance to spend money, building the wealth of corporations, folks. The world doesn't care about you, never considering that the Bible teaches Jesus. If they cared about Jesus Christ, the stores would be closed on Sundays. Christmas would be Christmas. You wouldn't have all these people blowing money they don't have on things they don't need. They wouldn't be so greedy, and they wouldn't be so hateful, filled with animosity and resentment towards one another. They'd love one another, and they'd prove it by loving Jesus Christ enough to share the gospel with others. The world celebrates Christmas, folks, but it's not in the same way that God intended it. Never considering that the Bible is telling you this is what Christmas is about. This holy day, not holiday, holy day. Tomorrow, the holy day of Jesus Christ, which we call Christmas, which we celebrate, yes, on the wrong day, but it's celebrated at all because God said, where one or more in my name are gathered together, and everybody on that day celebrates Christmas. And it's not just in the Christian faith that does this, folks. There's other people that celebrate Christmas. And then there are those that celebrate Christmas that may not follow the Bible, but that may be the only chance that you get to share the gospel with them, and you should share it with them tomorrow. Because, see, Jesus came bearing gifts. God sent Jesus as our gift to have eternal life. You can have eternal life. Our gift from God is Jesus Christ. Shouldn't we accept the gift? The gift's not because we deserve it, folks. We don't deserve to be saved. In fact, if it was according to the old scripture instead of the New Testament, we would have been stoned to death for the sins we do. And we shun them like it's no big deal today. But the Lord said, listen, I came to save the world, everybody. But he asked us to do something for him. This is your gift. I'm giving it to you. I ask you to believe in me. And to believe in me means also to follow me. It also means to stop doing the things that you do. Be more cognitive. Use your brain. Think. Be conscious of the sins that would get you going to death, to your death in hell. Folks, Jesus loves you. God offers us this free gift of salvation for a reason. For the grace of God, for the love of God, and for the mercy of God. For the forgiveness of our sins. All we have to do is accept that gift and know that Jesus asked us to do one thing. Repent of our sins. Believe in Jesus Christ. And forgive others and love others. Because God loves us and only wants us to be happy and have peace for all eternity. I'm so glad that I have Jesus Christ in my life. I know that I'm not 100% sinless. I'm no fool. I know I don't deserve to be in heaven. And if you're not a fool, you know it as well. Jesus is our only answer, folks. Our only answer. So let this season, this Christmas season, be the season that you turn from your wicked ways and believe in Jesus Christ and start accepting him. And start looking at what he asked us to do. Share the gospel with others. Believe in your heart. Repent. He said, believe in me. You know what that means? If you believe in Jesus Christ, you want to go to heaven. You wouldn't want to go to hell. You wouldn't want to follow after the world. You wouldn't want to fall into sin. You wouldn't chase those sins like a drug addict chasing a drug. You wouldn't chase those sins thinking it's okay and then turning your back on God. Folks, I beg of you, before the end of the year goes out, and we've only got a couple of days, before this year is up, before the day is up, folks, ask Jesus to come into your heart. Ask him to show you the truth and the way and the life. Thank you for letting me share the gospel with you. Merry Christmas to everyone. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll be back next week, folks. You can come find me, Preacher Bill Barnes. William Preacher Bill, over on Facebook. I do the message every Sunday, but please, come over and find me on Facebook. I'm William Preacher Bill Barnes. And leave me a message. Let me know that you came and heard the message. I thank you for being here. God bless you. Have a good day. I'm going to play another song. There was one other verse I wanted to share with you. If I can go back there, let me see if I can find that real quick. I do, yes. It's John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. You see, we won't face the judgment. We as Christians, because it says, he who hears my word, he who believes him, that's God, who sent me. You believe God. Jesus was sent by God, his eternal life, and does not come into judgment. Your eternal life will not come into judgment, folks, but you'll be passed out of death into life. Thank you for being here. We're going to go and play this last song, folks. Like I said, I appreciate you coming out every Sunday. God bless you. Have a good day. Let's see if I can catch this now. There we go. Amazing grace, folks.